This is a new day for New York 19.
Where is the good officers at? If 11 of them is no damn good, we want to know where the good ones at.
I believe the goal is beating Donald Trump.
Watch your
tongue. What do you mean? She just called me names.
So I don't give a f-
she spoke the truth. Whoa, look at that. There's a beaver 5 feet from us. Usually they whack their tails on the water and try to scare you off. That was a pretty brave beaver.
We've learned some tough lessons, and those lessons are we have to hold people accountable.
Hello again, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. Thanks for being with us. On this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we're covering the changing design of a Capital Region Holocaust Memorial and the performance of the nearly $1 billion casino in Springfield, Massachusetts. But first, the state Senate has approved several measures that lawmakers say will improve safety on New York's roads, including adding cameras to the stop arms of school buses. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Senate Transportation Committee Chair Tim Kennedy says an estimated 50,000 drivers per day in New York pass a stopped school bus, even though buses display red flashing lights and stop sign arms.
It is absolutely unconscionable, and it's illegal. But unfortunately, over the years, there hasn't been an enforcement measure in place.
School districts will be able to get cameras from law enforcement in their communities. Police can then review the footage and can issue a $250 fine to anyone recorded passing a stopped school bus. The measure has already been approved in the state assembly, and Governor Cuomo is expected to sign it. It would take effect in the school year that begins in September. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
A community forum was held this week on a redesigned proposal for a Holocaust memorial in the Schenectady County town of Niskayuna. WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard has an update.
Just over a year ago, at a Niskayuna town board meeting focused on a proposed Holocaust memorial planned for a location just off Route 7, dozens of town residents and members of the Jewish community lined up to voice their concerns about the project. The previous design pursued by Dr. Michael Lozman of the Capital District Jewish Holocaust Memorial featured a wall, railroad tracks, and a boxcar to represent the transport of millions of Jews to Nazi death camps during World War II. The Niskayuna Town Board postponed issuing a permit for the project, and the memorial went back to the drawing board. Neil Golub, executive chairman of the Golub Corporation, which operates Price Chopper and Market 32 supermarkets, worked with the Jewish Federation of Northeastern New York and Lozman to develop a new vision for the project.
And what is really so astonishing is when we first started out, we had no clue if we were going to be able to resolve this. But when you bring people together and they're of one common mind that they want to find a solution, it's amazing what can happen.
Over the past several months, input was gathered and an architect was hired to deliver a new design. Architect Dan Dembling walked the audience through a slideshow of the new memorial located on a parcel donated by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany near the Most Holy Redeemer Cemetery on Troy Schenectady Road.
It's a cautionary tale, isn't it? And so we treat it as a story to be told.
The new design is in the shape of the six-pointed Star of David. Each side of the memorial offers something to represent 6 million Jews killed and the horrors of the Holocaust. Representations of railroad tracks, barbed wire, and a boxcar have been retained in the new configuration. An area for reflection with benches is planned for the center of the outdoor memorial, and a gate over the exit includes the phrase associated with Holocaust remembrance, "Never again." The new design was largely well-received by those who attended Wednesday's meeting. Rabbi Dan Ornstein of Congregation Ohav Shalom, an occasional WAMC commentator, praised the memorial.
Let this memorial not only be a great memorial to what happened to my people, but a memorial and a reminder that never again should we ever forget that indeed we are each other's keepers. Because we are brothers and sisters.
The memorial will have a 40-foot setback from Route 7 and will be obscured by a natural barrier. The design features 27 parking spaces and a bus turnaround. There is a plan to at first accommodate portable toilets with the ability to construct permanent restroom facilities if they're needed in the future. As those present commented on the project, some told personal and emotional stories of how the Holocaust affected their own lives. Ivan Vamos was born in Hungary in 1938 and is a survivor. He works with schools to educate children on the realities of the Holocaust.
So I'm delighted to see the coordination and the much improved design for the site. It is a fine memorial. I will be proud of it. I will be proud to direct the children I talk to visit it.
Niskayuna resident Misha Rosenberg said she had sent a letter with her concerns about the prior concept.
And after the presentation this evening, all of my questions have been laid to rest. I'm actually very excited about what I see here. This is very sensitively done.
Some people still had concerns about the location. Schenectady resident Mary McLean, who spent a few minutes discussing her interest in and support for remembrance of the Holocaust, asked why the nearby residents who had said no is not enough.
Does this legislative body understand what it is being asked to do? It is being asked to change an American neighborhood in order to tell the story of an event that occurred in another continent. All over this country, America's history is being destroyed because someone's sensibilities are offended.
The Niskayuna Town Board has scheduled a second public forum for May 22nd at 7 p.m. at Niskayuna High School. There are photos and links to more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from Niskayuna for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says the New York State Common Retirement Fund earned an estimated 5.2% return on investments in the fiscal year that ended March 31st. The fund closed with an estimated value of $210 billion. The fund's audited value at the end of fiscal year 2018 was roughly $207 billion. DiNapoli, a Democrat, says the fund's long-term expected rate of return is 7%. The fund manages the assets of the state and local retirement system on behalf of more than a million state and local government employees and retirees, as well as their beneficiaries. Gross gaming revenue fell in April at the only resort casino in western Massachusetts, but officials at MGM Springfield say they remain pleased with its overall performance. That story now from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
Gross revenue at the gaming tables and slot machines at MGM Springfield in April was $21.8 million, down almost $4 million from the take in March. March had been a bounce-back month for gaming revenue at the state's first Las Vegas-style casino after a winter when January's total of $19.6 million was the lowest since the casino opened last August. In no month has the casino hit its pre-opening projections of $34.8 million in monthly gross gaming revenue. Addressing the Massachusetts Gaming Commission in late February, MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis acknowledged the gambling revenue was not what was hoped for.
We are aggressively working on increasing these monthly numbers, and we feel good about a lot of the programs that we're putting into place.
In a statement Wednesday, Mathis said, quote, "We continue to be pleased with our overall performance," unquote. He said bus service was being increased between the casino and Boston and New York City. Thousands of new people have signed up for the casino's loyalty card program, he noted. Mathis said with the warmer weather months ahead, there is a, quote, robust calendar, unquote, of concerts and shows. MGM Springfield earned $9.38 million in profits in the first quarter of this year, according to a report released on April 29th by MGM Resorts International. That figure is for the entire resort operation, including food and beverage and the hotel. Asked at the time the report was released, Mathis cautioned against reading too much into it.
It could certainly be better. It's something that, really, it's
we look at it month by month, weekend by weekend. So, you know, looking at it on a quarter view is a little deceptive because it's the low end of the season. Our March was, you know, exponentially better than our January.
In addition to looking for ways to increase revenue, MGM Springfield will also be seeking ways to cut costs, said Mathis.
These early months as part of the ramp-up also includes getting leaner with the expense management.
The corporate parent is undertaking a cost-cutting plan that is to include 250 layoffs. So far, two jobs have been cut at MGM Springfield. MGM has inked a number of partnerships with professional sports leagues in anticipation of more states legalizing sports betting. Mathis said MGM is lobbying on Beacon Hill to get sports betting legalized in Massachusetts in time for the next football season.
We want to make sure that there's a sense of urgency because of the impact that it'll have on the business as well as for the Commonwealth in terms of keeping that business in the state.
But the state budget for fiscal year 2020, approved by the Massachusetts House last month, does not include any revenue from sports betting. As directed by Democratic House Speaker Robert DeLeo, the budget is based on existing state taxes and not new sources of revenue. State Representative Bud Williams, a Democrat from Springfield, said the House will consider a number of revenue issues after the budget is finalized.
You want to take a good and long look at it and do it and do it. And don't rush the judgment on it just to say we're going to do it. Let's think it through. And I think that you're going to be very pleased with what the House comes up with.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker has filed a bill to legalize sports betting at the state's casinos and also through online platforms. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.
And that does it for this edition of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.